A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Kip Tuwe on the show, Live Talk.
I'm Marvelous Nhlanganya, who are broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to COVID-19 or the coronavirus pandemic. Currently in Zimbabwe, cases have been escalating, and the Ministry of Health published figures from yesterday say that there are 5,261 cases that have been recorded so far. But there's also a bit of good news that 2,092 people recovered from COVID-19, but there is a rise in the number of deaths. We now have 132 people that have died from COVID-19.
Yes, Mazibaba Mahle, siyabona ukuthi COVID-19 lokhu ngani yaqhubekela phambili. Xa sikhangela ke ugatsha lwezempilakahle luthi sokunabantu 5,261 abale kuhlane COVID-19. Kuzobuya 2,092 bangazani sebesilile. Xa sikhangela sebebhubhile 132. Kuzobuya ke iJohns Hopkins University ithi kulabantu phose 22 million asebehlaselwe COVID-19. Kuzokuthi abafika phose 776,000 sebefile emhlabeni wonke jikelele. Kule Melika kulabantu 5.4 asebehlaselwe umkhuhlane lo, kuze kusithi ke abayi 170,000 sebebhubhile. So siyabona ke ithi COVID-19 ingani idlubhethu sibili endaweni eziningi ezijiyeneyo. So there are some people who actually sent us audios and they are expressing their views about COVID-19. Let's listen to what these people are saying about this disease.
Bantwana beZimbabwe, njali khangela ukuthi umkhuhlane sungenile ekhaya. Laba bephikisa labo sebezibonele. Kodwa kusele ukuthi kuphela silandeleni izixwayiso zabempila kahle. Sigqokeni ama-mask lapho siya khona, singayekeli, singagqoki ngoba ngokwesaba ipolisi, kodwa ngokwesaba umkhuhlane. Sigeze izandla mthokotho ngesepa, sifunde ne-social distance bakithi. Yikho kuphela ngoba iphilisa likatholakali bantwana basekhaya. Shuwa ngiyalixwayisa ukuthi lathi asilandeleni khonokho esikutshelwa ngabempilakahle. Mhlawumbe singaphepha.
Indaba yecorona izoziphela eZimbabwe. Ngako ukuthi kuyalungiseka emabhenki ukuthi abantu bonke bethole imali. Kuyakuhle ngokuthi benze i-social distance. Ngaze zitokwa benze i-social distance kodwa ncathi umuntu ezalala ekhona ebhenki evuya ekuseni elokhu ekhona. Kuyahlupha lokhu. Mina ngakakaboni icebo ngendaba zebhenki lezo. Ngiqhubekane eBotswana okancubi.
Mina ngithanda ukukhuthaza abantu ukubana ngomkhuhlane lo we-COVID-19 ukuthi makithi ukuzigcina nokulalela khona kokutshelwa kuyakuncedisa empilweni yakho. Into le ingozi njalo iyabulala. Bantu benkosi, siyacela sithi ukuthi khona asizamenini ukugqoka ama-masks, singakudeleli khona kokuyasivikela endaweni zonke. Ikakhulu ngisitsho thina esihamba-hambayo obaba labomama njengoba yenindlala enkulu kangaka sizigcineni. Into enkulu yikulandela khona kwele kutshela ukunyakaza lokwenhlala ndikhuthaza khona ukuthi asekeni ukunyakaza bakithi. Ukuhamba kuza kuzalela kuyo.
Yes, here are some of the people that were saying a lot of things, you know, apparently marvelous. It seems as if people are very much aware of what COVID is all about. So they are advising each other what to do in terms of need. And they are saying, in some cases, when you are not supposed to go out, don't go out. But basically, wear your mask whenever you are going anywhere. And make sure that you have this kind of social distance that is always talked about. So social distancing has become one of the things that most Zimbabweans maybe know that, you know, if there is a distance between me and you, you know, we cannot contract the disease somehow scientifically. It has been proved that the mask plays a key role, and also social distancing is another issue. Kunjalo.
Aiwa, kunawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai pano pachirongwa chedu cheLive Talk musi wemuvhuro August 17, 2020. Uko ndiri kutedzenyura ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus iro ratekeshera pasi rose uyezve tichiona kuti munyika uwandu hwevanhu vari kuwanikwa ivo vachibatwa nechirwere ichi uri kuramba uchikwira. Pari zvino bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa kana zvakazivisa nezuro manheru kuti pane vanhu vanosvika ivo 5,261 vabatwa nedenda iro reCOVID-19 uyezve vanhu 132 vashaya kubva kudenda iri. totarisa edu zvakare kuti panewo nhau yakanaka iri kupindawo yekuti pane vamwe vakabatwa nedenda iri asi vakakwanisa kurikunda vanosvika ivo 2092 ndo vakabatwa nedenda recovid-19 asi vakakwanisa kurikunda pari zvino nzvimbo yanyanya kunge iine vanhu vakashaya inzvimbo yeHarare ine vanhu 71 vashaya kubva kudenda iri tozoenda kuBulawayo kune vanhu 27 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri zvakare tombotarisa pasi rose John Hopkins University muno muAmerica inotaura iyo kuti uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa necovid-19 pari zvino hwakuda kutosvika patingati pai hwapa 21 million pari zvino uyezve 774,000 vanhu vawanikwa vachishaya muno muAmerica matiri mune vanhu 5.4 million vabatwa nedenda iro recovid-19 170,000 vakawanikwa vachishaya muWashington DC umo ndiri kutepfenyura ndiri pari zvino mune vanhu 13,220 vabatwa ive nekune covid-19 597 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya saka vana chiremba nevamwe vari kuenda vari kuramba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vanhu varambe vachipfeka mamask nenyaya yesocial distancing izvo tanzwa zvitaurwa nevamwe vateereri vedu vanga vari kutaura vachitaura ivo kuti vachipanana dzidziso yekuti zvakakosha kuti vanhu vaenderere mberi nekupfeka mamask uyezve nesocial distancing kuti pasave nekuparadzira kana kubatira chirwere icho checovid-19 Gibbs.
Yes, marvelous. Then going deep into our discussion today, we are also focusing on the issue of the pastoral letter written by Zimbabwean Catholic bishops regarding the situation in Zimbabwe. So now several bishops actually penned this letter, and I'll read some excerpts of what the bishops were writing about. So they're saying that the voices of various governments, I quote here, the voices of various governments, the European Union, the African Union, and the UN on the disparate situation in Zimbabwe have not only confirmed the seriousness of human rights breaches by government agents, but the need to rally behind hashtag Zimbabwean Lives Matter. Following the government crackdown on dissent after the 31st of July demonstrations, we have also witnessed attempts by President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa to intervene by sending special envoys. Their failure to make broad consultations with the church and civil society at this most tempestuous time was most regrettable. Was this not an opportunity missed? In the meantime, some of our people continue to live in hideouts, with some incarcerated while others are on the run. Fear runs down the spine of many of our people today. The crackdown on dissent is unprecedented. Is this the Zimbabwe we want? To have a different opinion does not mean to be an enemy. It is precisely from the contrast of opinions that the light comes. Our government automatically labels anyone thinking differently as an enemy of the country. That is an abuse. So this is exactly what the bishops are thinking. And as we go down the letter, you know, it seems as if, you know, they are saying there is a lot of corruption in Zimbabwe, and members of the defense forces are actually being used against the masses. And this includes the police and soldiers. And they also mentioned, you know, a lot of scriptures. If you can remember Jeremiah, what he used to do, and they just went for that and said, you know, Jeremiah was speaking to the leaders, you know, of a certain given epoch. So they wrote that, I quote, good leaders are wise enough to see when change and innovation are necessary. They see the gap of how things are and how they should be, and they seek to close that gap. Deep-seated values guide them. So these bishops went on and on until they said, you know, the leaders do not shy away from problems. That's where the thing is. So now, then the Minister of Information, Monica Mtangwa, responded to the pastoral letter, and I read, you know, what she wrote was, as the government of Zimbabwe, we vehemently object to and strongly condemn the pastoral letter of Archbishop Ndlovu and his cote of Catholic bishops, prelates. Its evil message reeks with all the vices that have perennially wobbled the progress of Africa. It trumpets pretty tribal feuds and narrow regionalist agendas so that it can sow seeds of intestine strife as a prelude to national disintegration. So then they went on to say, she went on to say, you know, Archbishop Ndlovu dons, you know, the robes of Archbishop Athanase Seromba. You know, this is the Archbishop in Rwanda who actually was caught up in the Rwandan genocide. So he says the Bishop of Zimbabwe is also quoting that. And then went further to say, you know, I quote, Archbishop Ndlovu wants to posit as the leader of Russia's Ndebele minority by fanning the psychosis of tribal victimization. Concurrently, he sows scenes of collective guilty on the Shona majority. That way, he seeks to numb the spirit of collective national vigilance against the known and proven enemies of the populace of Zimbabwe. So I'll end there at the moment. But to go calling you a bishop, a bishop, Bakuluma city, Yapovera, Mavela, so what is Zimbabwe? So was a relay ingwe, a good corruption, wouldn't those zonke, there is a lot of Zanong serial, Ramaposa, Lavanaman to go to Pelagulung, is a quarter one of Zabon for you. So, where's the Bakuna actually? But where's Kurunya, Uti, ekugcineni kunen wakho kumele ukuthi inkokheli yelizwe ilungise konke lokho ngoba i-corruption yahlupha yenza abantu behlupheke and so forth. Kodwa unkosikazi Monica Mtsango waphuma wathi hayi inkinga lapha ukuthi Archbishop Ndlovu umuntu olindebele njalo ke yena akulwisayo into yakhe yakudala lene ku-ground. So ke sesenza engani umuntu lwana we-Rwanda wayeza ukuthi kube le-conflict khona ngani lokhu sokuphehle inkalakatha yenkulumo. So many people are exchanging different opinions on social media, and some are even saying Mrs. Monica Mtsangwa must resign. So there is the discussion there, Marvelous.
Kunawa wa kupinda mshirungwa nasi tine gango tiange tuku tarifa nyayo ye COVID-19 asi nyaya uru ilipo inyaya yetamba ya kanyorwa iyo nawa nafata ve Roma wakabatana nivamwe vanaita zvema chechi vachitaura ivo kuti havasi kufara nemamiriro akaitwa kuchikorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Vakanyora tsamba iyi vachinyorera hurumende kumutungamiri wenyika. Asi tazoona amai Monica Mtsangwa vachipindurawo tsamba iyi vachiti ivo zvakanyorwa navanafata izvi hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Vabva vaenda ivo vachienzanisa Fata Ndlovu vachitaura ivo kuti vakafanana nevamwe Fata vekuRwanda pakamboitika pai kuurayiwa kwevanhu pakawanikwa munguva yapfuura vakati ndozvoda kuitwa na Fata Ndlovu kuti vada kuti vakwanise kunge vachikuchidzira vanhu kuti vapandukire hurumende kana kuti pataurwe nyaya dzisingafanira kunge dzichitaurwa navanafata. Saka ndo nyaya yatinayo ipo pano kuti munoona sei zviri kuitika izvi. Nyaya iyo yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu yogadziriswa sei munyika? Saka tichange tiine vakasiyana-siyana vachauya pano vachange tichikurukura navo tichiona kuti zvakamira sei panyaya iyoyi yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu. Vabva vataura zvakare vachitaura pakati pekuti vanhu vemandevere nemashona zvinhu zvatsamwisa vazhinji vachitaura ivo amai Mtsangwa. Saka vamwe vari kubva vatoti aiwa amai Mtsangwa pari zvino dai vasiya basa. Ndokutaurawo kuri kuita vamwe Gibbs.
Yes, we'll start with Virginia Macebo, who is a Catholic. She's based in London. She says she's one of the people who was greatly offended by the response of the government. So, let's do this service again. Umama of Virginia Macebo. Macebo, welcome to the program.
Siyabonga
Thube, nitshone njani baba? Nitshone mama. So, lapho zabale options ezimbili zokukhuluma ngesiNdebele langesikhiwa. So, singakhasa ngesikhiwa kuyavuma?
Ayi
ngakhuluma isindebele. Yeah, asikhulume-ke sizwe mama. So siyabona-ke lapha-ke udaba olumqoka lamhlanje ikhona kokwethulwe ngamakatolika besithi basola ukwenzakala eZimbabwe. Kodwa-ke wasebuya-ke uMonica Mtsangwa yena isiphathamandla sikarhulumente esilwa sibile sithi hayi loko kukhulule ngabo Ndlovu esikho lina likuthethe njani njengamakatolika khonokho esikhuluma ngakho?
Thina lokhu kusizwise ubuhlungu obukhulu kakhulu njengamakatolika. Kusidabulile ngaphakathi kwethu ngoba thina sibambane kanye lesonto, sibambane kanye lamabishop wonke ayikatholike, sibambane kanye la ubaba wethu Ndlovu.
Singathi ipoliti kumele kwenziweni mama ngoba ngiyakubona sibili hlezi yakho ubuhlungu
kakhulu. Ubuhlungu ukhuluma obubonayo ebusweni kuphela Dube, alukuyangena ngaphakathi kwethu. Angazi ukuthi umama lo into ayikhulumileyo kalwazi udubo oselwenzile njalo ubuhlungu asebufake kithi labantu abethu lezizukulwana zethu. So mina ngokwami ngombono wami ngibe ngibona ukuthi yena noma engazexolise angiboni ukuthi kuzaba lobubelo. Akuhambe kukhwele kuye phezulwini konale. Kubuye umuntu omdala ebuye phela into ephethe intongo. Ukuthi bantu umntanami uphambanisile ngizoxolisa into le ekhulunywe ngumntanami. Ngoba ayisikho ukuthi abantu babezwa bona abakhulu bakhe yena uMonica. I'm sorry to say ukuthi angisenze ngikhohlwa lokuthi ngunkosazana. Mina ngiyamhlonipha ngokusesitulweni sakhe. Yena unkosazana uMthwango.
Abaphezu
kwakhe bamkhangele ukuthi uphambanisile uma kuyikubana into le yenzakele kumbe la magama ade ewatsho aphume emlonyeni wakhe kumbe naye unikiwe ukuthi ayekhuluma. Akube sobala ke kathe sikwazi ukuthi kube nomuntu ozoxolisa kumbe yena azixolisele. Into ekhona sifuna ukuxoliswa.
Yes, siyakuzwa mama, sicela ubambe lapho ke sibise ke ubaba uMavaza. Udokotela Mavaza okubandla leZANU PF bona ngazane uqumekile kancane kumbe uyaphenduka. Ye, sebuyile lapha uthi ke simlethe khonapha kuhlelo. Dr. Mavaza, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me clearly here?
Yes, we can hear you. So go ahead. So we are seeing this pastoral letter that was written by the Catholics, and they are saying the situation in Zimbabwe is quite bad. So Mrs. Monica Mtongwa, the information minister, actually reacted to that statement and actually attacked Archbishop Christopher Ndlovu and said he was evoking old memories of, you know, conflicts between the Ndebele and Shonas, and he was behaving like what happened in, you know, Rwanda. So I don't know, what's your reaction to that?
Right.
Yes, go ahead, sir.
You went
yes.
Quiet.
Yes, I'm listening, yes. Yeah, marvelous. I think that the guy can connect us very well. So go ahead.
Aputanga tulukunzwa kubva kuna vaMavaza veZANU PF. Asi hatisi kunyatsonzwa nana zvakanaka ndofunga microphone yawa isvita zvakanaka. Saka tikuenderera mberi tichitarisa isu zviri kuitika panyaya iri kuitika munyika parizvi napo takaona vanafata vechiRoma vachinyora ivo tsamba kumutungamiri wenyika. Vachitaura kuti havasi kufara nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuri kuitwa munyika pari zvino. Vachitaura ivo kuti nyaya yehuori nezvimwewo ndozvimwe zviri kuita kuti nyika ibva yagwadama sezvayakaita pari zvino. Saka takaona zvakare amai Monica Mutsvangwa vachinyorawo tsamba vachipindura vanafata ava vachitsivo vanga vasina kufara netsamba yakanyorwa iyi. Saka ndozvimwe zvatiri kukurukura ipo pano, Gibbs.
Yes, we are trying to get in touch with Reverend Dr. Raymond Motsi. Dr. Motsi has got a PhD, and this PhD was on Kukurawundi atrocities. So he has got an analysis of that, and I think he can give us a very good perspective. I think Dr. Motsi is in now. Dr. Reverend Motsi, welcome to the program. Thank you, sir. So now, what is your take on, you know, the pastoral letter and the government reaction to the letter?
Without any doubt, the church and the pastors in particular are meant to be spokesperson for God, for the people. And what they did was very much in line with their vocation as pastors. And so if the government does not listen and actually come out in a way in which the government through the minister have come out to attack the church and to dehumanize in many ways the leader who is the spokesperson of the Catholic, because that piece of information, the pastoral letter came from the whole group, means the government does not care for the people and they don't bother what people are going through. And to me, that is really, really unfortunate to have a government that does not listen, a government that is a god in itself and the power unto itself. And to me, that is very, very bad.
So now we see that according to Minister Mtongwa, I'll quote here, it in her response. She says, with nefarious cynicism to history, Archbishop Robert Christopher Ndlovu is inching to lead the Zimbabwe Catholic congregation into the darkest dungeons of Rwanda-type genocide. The letter seeks the revival and continuation of the perennial vices of division. It is a selective and warp-sighted reading of history. The errant and evil bishop has a no-setting mental amnesia of the blight of minority secular rule and this package of exploitative racism against the totality of the black majority popular, majority popular of Zimbabwe. I don't know how they put it there. So anyway, that's the thing there. So what's your reaction to that specific statement? Yes.
The point here is what we call deflecting or a reverse psychology. Instead of us concentrating on what this government did, this president did, on the people of Matabeleland and Midlands, and what happened to Zimbabwe, they would rather talk about Rwanda. It's deflecting. They're basically not wanting to deal with the issues at hand. And that, to me, is unfortunate. That actually shows about a government that is preoccupied with power and does not care about people, let alone those that are needy, that are suffering, and those that are marginalized.
Yeah.
Into enzakalayo lapha yikuthi khona uhulumende wethu anakakeli abantu. Into ayenzayo ikuvala amehlo ukuthi abantu bengananzelele oyikho khona okwenzakalayo ukuthi khona abantu kulokuthi bacabange ngendaba yegoklawundi yombhuqazwe yokufa kwabantu lapha eZimbabwe. Bona bafuna ukukhuluma ngezinto zaseRwanda zokufa kwabantu eRwanda ngenxa yokuthi khona ama-Catholic eRwanda were involved. Kulani lathi lapha, kulani lama-bishop ethu lapha ama-Catholic lapha eZimbabwe.
Yes,
bayavala amehlo, bathatha ngomunu.
Yes, siyakuzwa baba, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungakatshana. Marvelous.
Aiwapo tanga tiri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa izvo navari panapa vari kutaura ivo kuti nyaya iri kuitwa nehurumende haina kunaka panyaya yetsamba yakanyorwa nemafata eRoma. Vari kutaura ivo kuti zvinoshoresa kuti hurumende ingatotaura iyo ichitaura zvakaitika kuRwanda uko vasiri kutaura ivo zvakaitika kumatebheleland panguva yegukura hundi. Saka vari kuti ivo izvi zviri kuratidza kuti hurumende ainyatsokoshesa kodzero dzevanhu uyezve vari kuda kutarisa zvekure imomo munyika muine dambudziko rakatoitikawo munyika imomo regukura hundi. Dai hurumende yanga yakwanisa kunge yakataura pamusoro pedambudziko iroro kuita kuti vatarise zviri kuitika kuRwanda vachizoti vanafata ava zvavari kuita vada kuti pawanikwe pachiitika genocide seyakaitika kuRwanda. Imo muZimbabwe makaitikawo genocide panguva yechi yegukura hundi. Gibbs.
Yes, let me try to get in touch with Mr. Regis Vusangu of Zambia. Apparently, we got Dr. Mavaza, but we had a challenge in connecting him, so we are trying another Zambia member, especially some of them that are here in the USA. We have tried also to talk to Mrs. Monica Mtongwa, who has actually indicated that she will actually issue a statement when it is necessary to do so. So now I think Busango is not responding to my call, so maybe he's still traveling. So, Marvelous, I think we're joined by another guest, and that is Mr. Tawanda Sokora of the MTC. So let me bring him on, and then we can, maybe pose a question to him so that he can proceed.
Vadzokora mungati tsananguro kuti munoona sei zviri kuitwa izvi nehurumende panyaya yetsamba yakawanikwa iyo ichinyorwa namafata eRoma.
Nyaya iyi iri kungotiratidza chinhu chimwe chete, kuti tine hurumende yaane chirwere chekutya chekuti vari kungoti munhu wese ataura akakosora akadii arida kubvisa hurumende chirwere ichi pachirungu anochiti Hitler's paronia. Ma signs and symptoms echirwere ichocho ndeyekuti munhu wese munhu akangobuda achitaura kuti tinoda kuratidzira nangagwa kana kuti hurumende inenge yakutofunga kuti munhu iyeye ari kuratidzira nekuti ada kubvisa hurumende. Havachatarisa zvinhu zvaari kutaura kuti kwete tine nhunha dzakadai dzakadai dzamuri kutadza kugadzirisa. Chirwere ichocho tinochiona nekurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu, kupondwa kuri kuitwa vanhu. Vose ivavo chero nevana vadiki vane ma 21 years vane ma 20 years vari kubata vachizvindikitwa vachirohwa vachinzi varoda kubvisa hurumende. Ese waya ma signs and symptoms ehurumende iri kutya. Ndisandatopinda panapa izvozvi kune munhu arohwa zvakaipisisa kuwadzana, arohwa nemasoja mapicture acho ari kutoripo, haasi kugona kufema kana kutaura patiri kutotaura iko zvino, ari kunzi ari kuroverwa nyaya yekuti urikuda kubvisa hurumende. Saka tiri kuona hurumende yedu iri kutya vafundisi, iri kutya mapasta, iri kuti maloya ada kubvisa hurumende, iri kuti madokta ada kubvisa hurumende, iri kuti manesa ada kubvisa hurumende, iri kuti MDC ada kubvisa hurumende, iri kuti vanhu chaivo vaive veZimbabwe materrorist vada kubvisa hurumende. Saka munhu wese ari muZimbabwe according to the government ada kubvisa hurumende. Saka asiri kuda kuti hurumende kana asiri kuda kuti Mnangagwa abve ndiani? Saka
what's the way forward in this kind of situation? What can be done to resolve this issue?
What can be done is on ZANU-PF. We have seen countries, governments in other countries that have failed to resolve their internal issues, that have failed to stabilize their economies. Some have even resigned because they have said we have failed to contain COVID-19 in our countries. And those governments have come clean, have come to the people and said we can't do this anymore. This is where we are in Zimbabwe right now. Emmerson Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF must just resign and make way for a national transitional authority for the sake of Zimbabweans. And that will give them, you know, some sense of our respect. Vana veZimbabwe vanosara vachivaremekedza vakaita saizvozvo. Takazviona zvichiitwa ku South Africa. Vadeclerk vachitaura kuti ini ndakuresigna. Vakasara vanhu nanhasi vanovaita hero. VaMnangagwa ndochinhu choga chasara kuti vaite vaseve upenyu hwavo, vasevewo repetition yavo as a human being.
Thank you so much. Marvelous.
Aha, handisi kuziva kuti vamavaza munavo here ipapo Gibbs.
No, in fact, he is a line fell off, so they cannot tell him to rejoin. We can't seem to be having a problem with him. So, but we still have Dr. Reverend Raymond Motsi. He doesn't belong to any party. So,
yeah, maybe let me pose a question to Dr. Motsi. I know he highlighted a few issues that is, you know, concerning the letter. So, moving forward, Dr. Motsi, what can be done? How can the church and the Zimbabwean government maybe, you know, have common ground? We see at the moment things are not looking very good for both.
I think what needs to be done is very simple for me. As a pastor, as a Christian, and as a Christian leader, what actually needs to be done is that government needs to acknowledge what happened and find a way in which the people and the government would be able to discuss. I find it extremely difficult to actually accept that 40 years, or in this case, probably 30 years after this occurrence of Gukurahundi, the same government has not wanted to face issues of Gukurahundi in an open way. And I think that is what the issue is. What it does is that it then makes people of Martin Berland and all the victims as stupid or as people that are mad because they seem to be lying of what happened. When the government knows that this is public secret, that they did what they did to the people of Matabeleland. There is need for closure. What is happening is that it is basically people are bluffing to talk about this openly. Surely once if they open the door, people will talk to them and talk about what happened rather than actually being suffocated and being forced not to talk about it. Therefore, people will choose whatever means they can get hold of in order to vent.
Yeah, what does your one Baba Motsi Uti Konoko Uti Abangazamo Weza? One who has to pass okay, who comes one and Janum daughter. Now we went as a Kumbula, who palitis Siakoliana, Ekura only. What on the old name, Ongensi Wanje? What a Koromanje in Jomas Vule Manglevalawa?
Well, so if you want to follow my thesis, I can give you three very key conclusions. Mm-hmm. Number one, Gukurahundi is a national agenda and must be a national agenda. Gukurahundi must be declared a genocide, which the international world has already done. The government has not yet accepted Gukurahundi as a national agenda. If it was done by government, using government resources and people income tax, it is a national issue. It is not an individual issue. It is not about black, Ndebeles and Shonas, because the majority of Ndebeles and Shonas were totally oblivious of why this was happening, let alone why people were being killed. So that's the second thing. But the third aspect that can actually be done is that normally it's there must be a conversation, there must be a dialogue, there must be ways and means of how people can come to the table. And this is done by basically being able to speak to Zapu people, because that was a target, and number three, the better people through their leadership, whether they be civic leaders, whether they be traditional leaders, whether they be political leaders, whoever they are, there must be an official contact in order to open doors for discussion.
Yes,
it's very possible. Mm-hmm. They don't need, all it needs is that government needs to appoint respected people who can actually lead this whole thing to a point that as and when the president is needed, he can be brought in. But there must be respected people who can actually lead this whole discussion in terms of what needs to be done. There are people who are traditional here, old enough, who are interested in making sure that we bring closure to this whole thing. And I think this should be done.
Thank you very much. Let's try to bring in Virginia Matebo, who is a Catholic, and she says she's really pained about what the government is saying about Archbishop Ndlovu. So, Maskangele Mama, kunoku kwenzakalayo, ubona kanjani kulungiseka yini?
Ukulungiseka kungalungiseka uma kuyikubana kuqale kuxoliswe. Kungaqala kuxoliswe, and ukuxoliswa lokhu kungaxoliswa kumbeni uNdlovu kube ngani yingudlu. Abakwenze kube public njengayo umama ehambe wahlala etafuleni watshela umhlaba wonke ukuthi amaRoma aphambanisile uBishop uNdlovu uphambanisile. Kaba thathe nalale indlela babuyele bayehlala khona fana beqolise bethi hayi kumbe sibe singabonanga kuhle kumbe sisuke sacabangela lokhu lalokhu ayisikho. Bethi bengaxolisa ke and then people go forward. Other than that, ngoba kusasa kungasuye umuntu kamthongwa lo engasuke esitudeni sakhe. Kumbe kusasa engxenye yena lo Minister of Health kumbe engxenye uMinister of whatever ministry it is, uzakhuluma njengaye. Kuzaba buhlungu futhi ngoba into eyenza kube buhlungu kithi. Mina ngingakuhlolisisa ngingedwa kathesi. Asonto entsha. Sivula amanxeba amadala. Abantu bavula amanxeba amadala. Lokho kukhulunyiweyo kufike kwavusa nokwanokuleleyo. So uma bengaxolisanga kuzabuya futhi kwesinye isikhathi omunye laye futhi asithethise njengoba ntilizwile laphana umoyo ekhuluma ukuthi kwake kwathiwa ukuthi ye You know, abantu abavele esigabeni enje kwathini kwathini bangaka balutshwana abacabangi kwathini kwathini. So abantu abakhohlwa izinto ezinjengazo nezo Dube.
Yes.
Kufanele kufundiswe.
Aha. So bamba konapho ungayenza tshana mama. Siyabuya kuwe ngamafutshane. Let's take Mr. Regis Busango of ZANU-PF. I think he's on the line right now. Mr. Busango, welcome to the program, sir.
Yes, Brother Dix, how are you doing today?
No, very fine. How are things?
Things are doing fine, sir.
Now, let's talk about the pastoral letter and the subsequent response by the government. So what's your take on the pastoral letter? There's a lot contained in there, in the letter. So what's your take first on the letter, and then we go into the government response?
Yeah, so I think what I think is, well, you know, we respect our pastoral bishops and all that, and, you know, we respect them very much in our communities, but at the same time, we also expect them to echo their sentiments in a proper configurated manner. I think in the letter that the bishop wrote, there are things that that I think, first and foremost, I think what he was supposed to do, he was supposed to at least ask for an audience with the government and then channel his letter there before you could just let it out into the public domain. So the way it was, it came as a threat to the government. The government is dealing with a lot of things, it's dealing with the issue of Bukura Wundi. They are still working modalities on those that were, you know, displaced, you know, those that were vandalized and killed during the Bukura Wundi era. That's why that commission is still going on. They are still working with the leaders in particularly Midlands to figure out on that so that we can have a good closure on the Bukura Wundi issue, because that issue continues to surface in our political and our social gatherings and platforms in Zimbabwe. So I think the letter that the bishop wrote, it was involving a lot of things that didn't need to really be in one letter. That's why the minister responded in that manner, because to the government side, the letter kind of was seeming as if it's bringing us back into the dark era, to the past where tribalism and everything was kind of formalizing the lives of the Zimbabwe. So that's the way I looked at it, yeah, because I kind of looked at it several times and I saw that the letter could have been wrote in segments. Because you don't want to write it in a way that you are involving sentiments of Bukura Wundi, you are involving sentiments of the current government and the previous government who are kind of fighting
But Mr. Busango, what's wrong with telling the truth at once? What's wrong with that?
I don't think reading the letter was the truth.
Why are you saying that?
That's what I think.
Why are you saying that?
No, because why I'm saying that is Mr. Gibbs is because the letter was more political than being more spiritual, coming from a spiritual leader.
No, in fact, let's put it this way, Mr. Busango. Okay. It was written by the Catholic bishops and not the Catholic bishop. So that's where maybe Mrs. Monica Mtswangwa actually responded in a way that she responded. Because it's not that it was written by Archbishop Ndlovu. It was written by Catholic bishops. So let's put that straight.
Yes, I understand that very well, Mr. Gibbs.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is the way she responded is to the person, the bishop who actually delivered the letter, right? So the response was to the bishop who actually delivered the letter. So that's why I said, what I think is the Catholic bishops, right? They could have asked for an audience with the government and channeled their letter there. What they did here is like they wrote the letter as if they are demanding and they are actually finger pointing the government that we are doing this and this and this and this. And once we start doing that, this is the problem why we as Zimbabweans, we continue having these problems. Because when the government is actually running the business, so they can't be on a day a day. And we want our grievances to be heard by the government. We should not go and appoint the government and tell them that this is what they are doing, this is what they are doing. We are supposed to call the government, have a dialogue with them as Catholic bishops, and then air our views into that, that audience that we have. Therefore, there, if the government is not able or is agreeing or they are not coming to a consensus together with the government, they can start doing what they did. But what they did is they went ahead instead of starting from the beginning.
Thank you very much.
They are also doing it, based on the events that are happening in the Chimono era, the demonstrations and all that. So it's like we are actually fighting pressure to the government, and the only way they can do is to respond in this way. But if we are going to do it in a proper way, I don't think the minister is going to give us this kind of a response. But we are pressuring the government too much.
Mr. Busambo, thank you so much, and stay on the line. We are coming back to you very shortly. So, marvelous.
Ndakaiti mbonzwa kuna vavhusango maybe before vaenda Gibbs kuti vanoona sei mamiriro akaita nyaya yetsamba iyi parizvino.
Yeah, very briefly, say 2 minutes.
Yeah, what I think in parizvino, I don't know, should I speak in English or Shona?
No, it's Shona. Shona.
Okay. Right, parizvino, sita marvelous, ndichitambira tsamba iyi. Tsamba iyi haina kunyorwa zvakanaka. Mabishop haana kunyora tsamba iyi mumoyo chena. Like the other time, I was answer to the government. I want to talk to the platform. Bishops is the wrong platform. Like the other chance of platform, the government, he wants to understand why my bishops actually have to be Anyoka.
Yes, thank you so much. Let's bring in Mr. Tohanda Sokola before going to Reverend, to Dr. Reverend. So, Mr. Sobora, Mr. Busambo is saying is that, the pastors, or let me say the bishops, were supposed to take the letter straight to the government, and then they negotiate about the content of that letter, before it was made public. So, briefly, I'm giving you 1.5 minutes. Can you react to that?
Yes, Chiptanga, and let me thank the Catholic Bishop, Bishop Ndlovu, for coming out and speaking the way he spoke. And I think this is what we've been waiting for, that churches must begin to speak up to the situation in Zimbabwe. Tauto kuruzira, anababa Guti, anababa Makandiwa, anababa Mtendi, vose, kutuvachitanga kutawura, chokwa adiche, shurukuitika kumatendi vavo, shurukutawura, na mkuma rejizizo, asinzugisisige, uya asitereregi. In our Constitution, Section 59, guarantees every Zimbabwean, freedom to express themselves in whatever way possible. They can do that through making statements. They can do that via interviews, the way we are doing right now. We are expressing ourselves. We don't have to go to Emmerson Mnangagwa. We can express ourselves through going in the streets. It's still something that is enshrined in Section 59 of our Constitution. So he cannot dictate, Regis cannot dictate how people can express themselves. There is no need to go to Emmerson Mnangagwa. What the bishop did is what is supposed to be done to express himself. And he wasn't expressing his concerns. He was talking on behalf of other Catholics. And we call upon all churches to begin to condemn the situation that is going on in Zimbabwe today.
Yes, thank you very much. Now to Dr. Reverend Mosi. I'll read a section of the bishop's letter, I'm quoting here. Bishop Ndlovu wants to posit as the leader of Russia's Ndebele minority by feigning the psychosis of tribal victimization. Concurrently, he saw scenes of collective guilt on the Shona majority. That way, he seeks to numb the spirit of collective and national vigilance against the known and proven enemies of the populace of Zimbabwe. Your reaction specifically to that, to that sentence. What's your take on that?
That she's the one who is actually planning that, because she's the one who's raising and publicizing the lack of development in Matabeleland. She's the one who is planning the lack of schools in Matabeleland. She's the one who is planning the lack of things that she has mentioned are actually two things that are missing in Matabeleland. And this letter did not actually allude to that. Instead, she's the one who is telling people what is missing in Matabeleland as if it is actually deliberate of the government not to be able to develop. For example, if you move from Richmond here all the way to Victoria Falls in the radius of about 100 kilometers, how many high schools do you find in order for them to put Mpani University? Where is the constituent? Where are those people that go to Mpani University come from? Where are they going to get the high school from? If that is not a problem, what is it that she's talking about?
Yes, Reverend.
Ngisho ukuthi khona mina yena lo uminister nguye otshela abantu izinto eziswelakalayo esindebeleni lasemidlands ngoba xa ekhuluma ngezinto ezesikolo, izinto ezemsebenzi, izinto ezizokuthi khona abantu abesindebeleni umbishopu uNdlovu afuna ukuthi abe nguye obakhokhelayo. Siyabakhokhela because thina our mandate ivela kuNkulunkulu kayivela kuhulumente. Kumele sitsho ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthini kithi. Not only that, ngifuna ukuthi mina ungathatha sithi thina umhlubulo lo ukusuka lapha eRichmond usiya eVictoria Falls along the Victoria Falls Road, ungakhangela ngapha langapha ngakwesokunene ngakwesokhohlo, kutholakala ukuthi khona in a radius of 50 to 100 meters akula sikolo ezama-high school lapha kungasuka khona abantwana ukuthi bangene eyunivesithi yeRupane. So nxa bebeka iyunivesithi yeRupane kungela sikolo ezama-high schools, bacabanga ukuthi abantwana bangukhona babevela ngapha.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Marvelous. Ngena khona
apo tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kuna Reverend Motsi vanga vari kutaurawo pfungwa dzavo pane zviri kuitika panyaya yetsamba yakanyorwa iyo nemafata eRoma uyezve tikazoona ichipindurwa naamai Monica Mutsvangwa. Saka ndo zvimwe zvavanga vari kuedza kutaura ipo pano. Asi regai timboenda kune mukoma veZANU PF. Panyaya todzokera pane zvataurwa navamotsi. Munoona sei zvavanga vari kutaura, nyanya kutaura kuti vanafata ava vanenge vakapiwa onesu iyi namwari yekuti vakwanise kunge vachinyora tsamba iyi kumutungamiri wenyika.
Yeah, thank you. Ndinotenda. I think vamotsi ava zvavanga vachitaura sareverend kana mareverend akaita mutauro wavari kutaura chita hazvivaki nyika, mutauro wekusavaka nyika. Ndine ndokumbira kuti kana achifanira kuti atokumbira rurezero nezvaataura kuvanhu vezimbabwe hazvidi kuti mareverend achiwanikwa achitaura mashoko avataura. Its very disturbing for reverend kuti vataure matauriro avaita. First and foremost, zvavatavataura kumatabeleland hakuna development. Iko zvino izvi mukatadza purezidendi vakaita kuna Gwai River kwese maprojekti ewota vari kuvaka mabridge vari kuvaka putin everything there. Muri kuzviziva here reverend Motsi kuti president Mnangagwa is actually the moon. I don't find it out from the development than our previous president. Some of the reverend, Musaka, Murukutara, Muruk divider, the nation. I'm sure that is the best that I can have for white, whereby my bishops, Yamakos, there is something, my Utima Kitu, and then my own kids are my bishops too. In it, my bishops that stay away from politics. And I'm not even changing, and also the Dagana to Kora Uli. As we are putting an EOS and OMGC, and I was shooting that is an appeal. It doesn't mean that my Mazayoj and my churches are not telling my bishop Arasika. My bishop, I am not the child of my bishop. I'm married, but I think my Arasika, my bishop.
Mr. Vusango, in this case, where is tribalism here? How does this come out? You know, when we talk about such things that the bishops are actually highlighting, they're talking about corruption. One second.
Yes. Bishop Anderson, when did you last talk, Michael Bellin?
Can you get to
Bishop, please, before my child, I want you to measure the first right, Bishop.
Get close to your mic, Fusango. Get close to your mic so that we can hear you very well. So now, let me pose a question to you, Mr. Fusango. So now, how do Zimbabweans tackle this issue at the end of the day and actually resolve it? 1 minute, because we are going to, you are getting to the end of the show. That's
thank you,
that's
thank you, thank you very much. I think what we are doing now, where our politics is heading now, is a very dangerous. We are moving to very dangerous waters. We are now having the change in the social and political issues of a nation. Let the text the state affairs and let the church continue. We appreciate if the church can advise the state, but not to tell the state that what you are doing is wrong. You are abducting people. You are doing human rights violations. This is not the way the church should intervene in the country. This is coming this way. We are now heading towards the deep water. The reverend who are speaking here, if this continues, I'm sure he's going to be one of the people who are going to actually be a witness. That's in Zimbabwe. And I think he should be dead now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, let's go to Mr. Tawala Zogora. Marvelous.
I think regating Bupa Reverend Fusani Mukano Kutuva Pindu Repanesha Taurwa. Reverend, you heard what Mr. Wezano PF was saying. Can you just respond to here and say that whatever it is you were saying here, it's very divisive. What's your thought?
I think it's important for Mr. Fusani to know that I live in Matabeleland. I don't have to go to Matabeleland. I've been in Matabeleland for 31 years. I live here. So, So, I think he must know that. And not only that, Mr. Fusani must know that we as pastors and bishops, our mandate and our message does not come from political parties. It comes from God. I believe what the bishops spoke about is what God told them to say. Now, whether they want to listen or they don't want to listen, that's part of their responsibility. But we have been faithful. When things come to a head, there's a point at which we as ministers and Christians have to choose either to follow people or to follow God.
But in this case, Reverend, maybe the government is saying, you've got a regime change agenda. Maybe that's where they are coming from.
Well, yes, people can be sincere, but sincerely wrong. Not one of us, most of us, are not interested in MDC, in ZAPU, in ZANU-PF, or being involved in all that. We're not interested in that. We are interested in leading the people. But one of the key issues is that we are supposed to speak on behalf of the marginalized, the weak, the downtrodden. But not only that, I think where the irony is that why is it that it's often people who come from other regions of Zimbabwe who seem to speak or to want to speak on behalf of Matabeleland or the people of Matabeleland? Why can't people listen to the people of Matabeleland speak for themselves and what they are saying? Nga izinto sezimemanzonzo njengakona kumele silalele uNkulunkulu kulokuthi silalele abantu mobasilobizo. Not only that, okunye mele ukuthi ngikutsho ukuthi khona into emangalisayo ukuthi khona kaningi ningi siyezwa abantu abavele kwezinye isigaba bekhulumela abantu abesindebeleni kumbe abantu abavela eMidlands. Indaba bengabuze bona abantu mathupha ukuthi basikhulumele ukuthi umphakathi ume njani lapha esindebeleni.
Muzango, you want to say something?
Yes, yes, please. I need to respond to my reference.
Go ahead. One minute. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you very much, reference. I'm sure you're hearing me very well. I am from Machingo, born in Machingo, but I grew up in Urawa. Because I've left Zimbabwe, I knew where I go. I've lost my Ndebele curriculum. But I am from Urawa. You know, my whole family is in Urawa. But the question I have for you, reference, is that I want you to tell me, the issue we have with Matabele, is it not a water problem? The president is putting a big reservoir there so that there is water in Matabele. Is that not a step in the right direction? Your government did that for Matabele. I'm doing some development in Matabele myself. I'm not tribalistic. Most of my sister-in-law, they are Ndebele. I got children. Nieces and nephews who are Shona and Ndebele. So I'm not speaking on that kind of an old style tribalistic mentality. But I'm coming from the point that you, Reverend, you and Ndebele, I am sure, in some way, we have a Zimbabwe that is there between us. We need that country beside you. You can go, I can go at some point. We're still going to have a Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Our time is out, but Reverend Motsi is Shona by origin. Am I right there, Reverend Motsi?
Is it Shona?
So I think Musago, you are hearing what he's saying. He's a Shona speaking guy, he's not Ndebele. So he says, you know, what he is saying is to try to put things in the right perspective. So my last word maybe was to Taonda Sokora for just 1 minute, or less than 1 minute. Sokora, your last word, say. 30 seconds.
All right, the Bible. Yes, the Bible says the churches are supposed to speak on behalf of the orphans, on behalf of the downtrodden and the persecuted. So the church is doing what it is supposed to be doing. So they are doing good right now. They are doing God's work.
Sorry, there's no extra time. If there was extra time, we're going to have another 3 hours, you know, talking about some of these issues. So I wish to say thank you to Miss Virginia Matebo, who's a Roman Catholic, Mr. Taonda Sokora, MGC Alliance, Regis Musango of ZANU PF, and Dr. Reverend Raymond Motsi, is a Minister of Religion, and Dr. Simba Mabaza of ZANU PF. He came here and left prematurely. I think it was because of his connection. It wasn't too good. So, signing off is Steve Stube in Washington, D.C. So now I think Marvelous is still around. Marvelous?
Aiwa, totenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu tanga tiri kunzwa panyaya yetsamba yakanyorwa nemafata eRoma uyezve tichinzwa kubva kune nyanzvi dzakasiyana siyana vezano PF neve MDC Alliance. Saka tinotenda vese vanga vari pachirongwa chedu ngatisanganei mangwana pa Let's Talk ngatikurukurei.